All right, there's a... When the Torah says that there was a famine in Eretz Yisrael, and Vayelech Yitzchok El Avimelech, Melech Plishtim Gerora, Yitzchok went to Avimelech, which seems was part of Eretz Yisrael, but not the main part, not where the greatest Ruchnius was to be experienced. Not clear exactly how that works. So he went to Plishtim in order to find sustenance. So the Ralbag says the Toeles is b'midos. This is a Toeles in midos. V'hu she'ein roi la'odom she'yisrashel mi'bakosha sateref. A person should not slacken off, I guess that means. It's a form of atzlus, I guess. He's slackening. He's not doing everything he should be doing to achieve, to search out, to acquire his sustenance. Even though, if he's going not to be misrashel, he's going to be in a matzav where he's going to be lacking in the shleimus that he can achieve, because the hashgochas Hashem will be dovuk in him, and he's going to be sacrificing something. Haloi tire she Yitzchok im heyoisei novi. Yitzchok was a novi. Besides the fact that he was a novi, his era bebohorov be'artzoi, he was awakened when the famine came to his to Eretz Yisrael. Lo leches ba'asher yimtzo lechem chukoi, to go to a place where he could find his sustenance. He went to Plishtim, to Avimelech. Im yidiosoi, knowing full well, she'oretz ahihi eretz nivcheres, the land that he's leaving is the eretz nivcheres el sheyidbak loibo hashefo eliki. Knowing that I'm leaving a land which the special brocha from Hashem and the what he said before, the hashkoch elikis, will be dovuk in him, he'll be so much more connected and so much more spiritually uplifted staying where he is. But afal pi kein, he left because a person has to go to get his bakoshas hateref. He has to search out his sustenance, and that's what we learn from this parsha. So the question is, was he mechuyif to go or not? If he was mechuyif to go, because very nice, the ruchnius is here, but imein kemach ein toira, if I don't have what to eat, I'm not going to be able to live. So then it's not a lesson in midas. It's not a lesson in midas. Shein roi la'odom li'israshel, and we learn this from Yitzchok. There's no lesson in midas. It's poshut halocha. The halocha is, if you don't have what to eat, then even though you're going to be sacrificing your ruchnis, you have to go. You have to go and get yourself parnosa, get yourself your sustenance. So lechoyra, it would seem that he wasn't mechuyif to go. He wasn't mechuyif to go. Why? Because there's hashgocho elikis over here in Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchok Lamaisa was supposed to stay. I don't know what. That's why I don't know plishtim exactly was Eretz Yisrael. But he there's hashgocho elikis. I could trust the Rabbeinu Shalom will not let me down. I don't have to leave here. This is where the ultimate ruchnius is. I was on the Akedah, the Eilot Mimo, and this ruchnius is appropriate for me, and HaKadosh Baruch will help me, so I don't have to go. So what's the lesson the Ralbag sees from here? The Ralbag sees from here, knowing full well that he didn't have to go. So why did he go? The Teretz says he's going because it's Ein Roi L'Odom Shisrashel Mibakoshos HaTeref. When you have a responsibility as great as Bakosha Sateref, you have to sustain your family. That's what it's all about. I gotta feed myself, my family, what my responsibility is. And I don't do it. Rather, I rely that here is the greater Ruchnius. And over here, I'm going to sacrifice that Ruchnius. And I'll stay over here. And over here, I'll have Hashem will take care of me. And therefore, I'm not mechuyif to go. But when I have now avoided or I opted rightfully so not to go after the Bakosha Sateref, what that can do to me is create a chesaron in midas. It creates a certain hisrashlus. I imagine the hisrashlus is created not just because every time I stay in the ruchnius, but because there is such a major goal here, and it really is a chiyuv. The only thing is, he could have been exempted from the chiyuv to stay in Eretz Yisrael because of his matzav and because of the hashkochas Hashem, and he could have bitochen and he would be able to sustain himself. And now he goes, so that creates a hisrashlus. And the Rabbag says, we see from here that a person should be careful not to allow himself to be nisrashel under such circumstances. So I think, first of all, a few things. You see that the decision to stay, which would have been fully justified in halacha, which would have enabled him to have a higher level of ruchnius, the tidbak boy dveikus, tidbak ashkocha elikis, it's eretz nivcheres, sheidbak loy bo hashefo eliki, all this would have been true. And lemaisa, even so, that because of a, if I now put on the back burner, and justifiably so, the bakoshes hateref, that could possibly beget in me, possibly develop in me, a certain sense of hisrashlus.
What's hisrashlus?
It means like it's what's the word I used before? I came up with the right translation.
Slacken.
What? Slacken. It's a meed of slackening off.
Laziness.
I don't know if it's laziness. It's I'm slackening off. I don't do the fullest. I'm going to develop a kilkul, and because of the development of that kilkul, Yitzchok now becomes mechuyev to leave and to go out and to look for the teref, because even though his ruchnius would have been higher, and even though he could have relied and he wasn't mechuyev to, but it's going to cause a pgam in midas. I'm now going to be a person is, what's the word? Slacking off. That's
what
pgam in midas.
You're not a shirk in what's not slack. Your responsibility.
No. But I become a slacker. It can affect me. We'll argue about this later. Wait a second. It become a slacker. It affects me. But wait. That's why he's mechuyev. But only because of that he's mechuyev. It's because of this. Well, please. It's because of this. Please. One second. Excuse me. So that's what Thursday's for. It's because of his. The reason that Ralbag sees over here that there's no justification for Yitzchok to leave Eretz Yisrael. The Shefa Eliki is there, and he can certainly rely that Hashem will take care of him. He wasn't instructed to go to Mitzrayim or some other place. He's going. Why? He's going because he sensed like this. Ein ochinami, I'm not mechuyev to go. And ein ochinami, ruchnius will be greater here. But the act of not participating in what is normally a normal and serious responsibility might cause a certain midah of slackening, whatever that midah is, that a little bit I become a slacker or a slackener. And that kilkul, so two things. Number one, which to me is unbelievable. I'm afraid it's too much unbelievable, but we'll decide that later. That even though what I'm doing is right, but since this other responsibility is so important, that even though the ultimate shikul could be I can rely on my bitochen and stay here, but in the process I might create a kilkul, number one. Number two, if that's true, then we see that a kilkul in midas can be equated to something even more damaging than forsaking additional madregas and opportunities in exposure to the hashkocha elikis and the dveikus hashkocha elikis and the hashefa eliki, whatever all that is, that it's kedai to sacrifice that so that I shouldn't have a slight kilkul in that midah of, I don't know why I can't think of it, what's the word? Slacking. I should become. I'm slackening off. That midah. It's kedai not to develop that slackening. It's kedai to sacrifice so much ruchnius that I shouldn't develop that midah. Okay, we'll argue this later. In the meantime, Rabbi Yisai, I apologize, but one second.